I am reading Article 10 of the Revised Penal Code. This is Red Book of Reyes, Article 10. Offenses not subject to the provision of this code. Offenses which are on in the future will be punishable under special laws are not subject to the provisions of this code. This code shall be supplemented to such laws unless the latter is specially provided the contrary. Are offenses punishable under special laws subject to the provisions of the revised penal code? Article 10 is composed of two clauses, and in the first, it is provided that offenses under special laws are not subject to the provisions of the code. The second makes the code supplementary to such laws. The two clauses of Article 10 reconcile. The first clause should be understood to mean only that the penal code is not intended to supersede special penal laws. Latter concluding with regard to offenses therein, especially foreigners. Said clause only receives the element of rule of sensitive construction, especially the provisions for rule of the penal rights. The second clause contains the soul of the article, the main idea, and purpose of the article is embodied in the provision of the technique shall be supplementary to special laws, unless the latter would specially provide the contrary. According to its increases, number one, special laws. A special law is defined in Race versus Serapio, Article 3 or 584, as a penal law which punishes acts not defined and penalized by the penal code. Special law is a state truth connected to the legislative branch being in character, which is not unconnected to the revised penal code. Special laws usually follow the requirement of American penal law. The penal clause, for example, provides a penalty from 5 to 10 years or a fine of exceeding 5,000 pesos or filled in the discretion of the court. The provisions of the revised penal code and penalties cannot be applied to offenses punishable under special laws. Article 6 relative to attempted administrative stages of execution, Article 18 and 19, regarding offenses and accessories, and Article 50 to 57, which provide that the penalty for the principal in attempted felony is 2 degrees and in administrative felony, 1 degree lower, and the penalty for the consummative felony, that the penalty for the accomplice is 1 degree lower, and for the accessory, 2 degrees lower, and that for the function of the felony, Article 13 and 14, which provide for mitigating and aggravating circumstances respectively, and Article 64, which provides for the rules of the application of penalties, if the rules cannot be applied to offenses punishable under special laws. Reasons are that the special laws do not provide for the scale of penalties, as that in Article 71 of the code, where a penalty could be lowered. 1 or 2 degrees, and that the penalty provided by the special law is not contained to 2 years. Their imprisonment and non prison collection hours should be used in reference to the penalty for the term of illegal possession of firearms and other crimes punished by special laws, because the term of prison collection hours for felony law or misdemeanor law is peculiar to penalties for crimes punished by the revised penal code. Offenses under special laws not subject to the provisions of this code relating to attempted administrative crimes. By virtue of the provision of the first part of this article, it was held that the attempted or administrative stage of the execution of an offense penalized by special law is not punishable unless the special law provides a penalty therefore. The ruling in the case of U.S. versus Paso Supra is still good, at least standing the point on the case of Navarra versus Pupol, 96.851, where it is stated that the prohibition against the interest in municipal contracts includes all the steps taken to consummate the contract that is restricted and contract stages are included. In the Navarra case, the exchange of the property of the husband of a woman counselor and that of the municipality was approved by the municipal council. The provisions of the administrative code charged to have been violated by the council to require that the contract be approved by the provincial government. The pass a case, they read a proposal of counsel and pricing, offering to furnish treatments to the municipality at the price named therapy, was not accepted by the municipal council, it being a violation of the law prohibiting public officers from becoming interested in any transaction in which it is their official duty to intervene. In another case, in which the councilor became interested, having been approved by the municipal council, in the Navarra case, the exchange of the property of the husband of woman councilor and that of the municipality was approved by the municipal council. Provision of administrative code charged have been violated by the councilor do not require that the contract approved by the provincial governor. In the Basa case, the written proposal of Councilor Basa offering to furnish three plans to the municipality at the price named therein was not accepted by the municipal council. It being a violation of the law prohibiting public officers from becoming interested in any transaction in which it is their official duty to intervene. In Nevada case, the transaction in which the councilor became interested having been approved by the municipal council. The offense was consummated. In the Basa case, the proposal not having been accepted by the municipal council, the offense was only in the attempted stage. The special law has to fix penalties for attempted and frustrated crime. The penalty for the consummated crime cannot be imposed when the stage of the acts of execution is either attempted or frustrated, because the penalty for the attempted and frustrated crime is 2 degrees or 1 degree lower, respectively. The special law does not provide for a penalty 1 or 2 degrees lower than that provided for the consummated stage. The special law has to fix a penalty for the attempt and penalty for the prescription of the crime defined by it in order that the crime may be punished in case its commission reach only attempted or frustrated stage of execution. In a special law covers the mere attempt to commit the crime defined by it, the attempted stage is punishable by same penalty provided by that law. When the accused was about to board a plane of the Pan American World Airways, 4 pieces of gold bullion were found tied to his body. He was charged with the violation of Republic Act No. 265, Child Section 4, Circular No. 21, issued in accordance with the provisions of Republic Act No. 265, provides that any person desiring to export gold in any form must obtain a license from the central bank. The section explicitly applies to any person desiring to export gold, and hence it completes the situation existing prior to the consummation of the exportation indeed. Its purpose would be defeated if the penal sanction were deferred until after the article in question had left the Philippines for jurisdiction over it, and over the guilty party would be lost thereby. Article 10, revised penal code is not applicable to punish an accomplice under the special law. The offense involved is punished by POM Act No. 466, Section 174, the penalty imposed is clearly intended only for the person who is found in possession of the prohibited article. No punishment for inner accomplice is provided, although for Article 10 of the revised penal code, its provisions may be applied to offenses punished by special laws in a supplementary manner. The pertinent provisions thereof on accomplices simply cannot be given a check in the case of never to be able to do so. The rules on graduation of penalties must be resorted to. Thus, Article 52 thereof prescribes for the accomplice in a consummated offense a penalty 1 degree lower than that prescribed for the principal therein. But the penalty provided in Section 174 of the National Internal Revenue Code here involved is a single penalty standing by itself without any provision therein as the degrees of penalties imposable. No room for the application of the rule of God, Legion of Baptists, therefore, exists. It would be a legal impossibility to determine what penalty is to be imposed upon a mere apostate. The combined provisions of both the Revised Code and the Internal Revenue Code do not provide any such penalty, or at least lay down the basis or the manner of its determination. The rule is and has always been nulla crimen, nulla pena sine lege. Hence, even if a parent is considered to perform acts which would make of him an accomplice, it would nevertheless be impossible to impose any penalty upon him because of the demonstrated inapplicability of the principles of the Revised Penal Code on accomplices to the peace at war. Plea of guilty is not mitigating in illegal possession of firearms punished by special laws. The plea of guilty as mitigating circumstances under the Revised Penal Code, Article 13, Paragraph 7, is not available to offenses punishable under special laws. Offenses which are punishable under the special laws are not subject to the provisions of Article 64 of the Revised Penal Code, and it has been held that the provisions of the Revised Penal Code relative to the application of the circumstances modifying the criminal liability of the accused are not applicable to special laws. Article 64 of the Revised Penal Code prescribing the rules for the graduation of penalties containing three periods when mitigating or aggravating circumstances attended the commission of the crime as having applicable to offenses penalized by special laws because the penalty prescribed by special law is usually indeterminate and does not contain three periods. For this reason, the mitigating circumstance of voluntary plea of guilty is not considered to mitigate the liability of one accused of illegal possession of firearms. This code considers supplementary to special laws. Number two, supplementary. The word supplementary means supplying what is lacking additional. Same provisions of the penal code, especially with the addition of the second sentence of Article 10, are perfectly applicable to special laws. In fact, the Supreme Court has extended some provisions of the penal code to special penal laws, such as the provisions of Article 22 with reference to the retroactive effect of penal laws if they were the accused. And the use of Article 17 with reference to participation of principals in the commission of the crime. The use of Article 39 with reference to subsidiary imprisonment in case of insolvency to pay the fine. And those of Article 45 with reference to the confiscation of the instruments used in the commission of the crime. And the indemnity and subsidiary imprisonment in the Revised Penal Code apply to violation of motor vehicle law. People versus Moreno, 62712, facts that this group are in a reckless manner and in going around a curve leading to a concrete breach. He violently struck the railing of the bridge and crushed the left side of the car. The person who was seated on the left side of the car received injuries from which he died the same day. The accused was convicted of homicide through reckless imprudence and violation of the Motor Vehicle Law Act No. 3992. The special law has no provision regarding indemnity to heirs of the deceased and subsidiary imprisonment in case of insolvency. In Articles 39 and 100 of the Revised Penal Code, indemnity to heirs and subsidiary imprisonment are respectively provided. Held Article 39 and 100 of the Revised Penal Code are supplementary to the Motor Vehicle Law. Article 39 of the Code applies to Republic Number 145. The appellant was found guilty of a violation of Republic Act Number 145, penalizing unlawful solicitation for contract for fees relative to paying for benefits under state troops. The U.S. being administered by the U.S. Veterans Administration was sentenced to suffer subsidiary imprisonment, Article 39. Should he fail to pay to the offended party, the indemnity awarded to the latter. Article 39 of the Code applied to Act Number 4003. Appellant's contention that the trial court committed error in ordering him to serve subsidiary imprisonment in case of insolvency in the payment of fine for the reason that Act Number 4003, which prohibits fishing with the use of explosives, fails to provide for such subsidiary imprisonment, and that being a special law, it is not subject to the provisions of the Revised Penal Code. Is untenable. The second paragraph of Article 10 of the said code provides that this code shall be supplementary to such laws, unless the latter should specially provide the contrary. Articles 100, civil liability, and 39, subsidiary penalty. are applicable to offenses under special laws. No accessory penalty unless the special law provides, therefore. In the case of People v. Santos, 44-OG-1289, the Court of Appeals refused to impose accessory penalty upon the accused found guilty of a violation of Act 393 because that law does not provide for any. Article 12, paragraph 3 of the Revised Penal Code applied to minor over 9 but less than 15 years old who violated a special law. People v. Navarro, CA51-OG-4062. Pax, a girl 13 years, 11 months, and 3 days, was prosecuted for selling coke for 0.11 pesos, more than the selling price fixed by the government. The prosecution failed to establish that she acted with discernment. Held as a state has the burden of proving that the minor acted with discernment, otherwise such minor shall be adjudged to be criminally irresponsible solely by reason of her age showing lack of intelligence, Article 12, paragraph 3 of the Penal Code. Applied. In the above-mentioned case, the accused was prosecuted under special law intent to see material inference of mala prohibita, but even inference mala prohibita, the prohibited act must be voluntarily committed. The offender must act with intelligence. In said case, the accused acted without intelligence. Number 3, unless the latter should specially provide the contrary, the fact that Commonwealth Act Number 465 punishes the falsification of residence certificates in the cases mentioned therein does not prevent the application of the general provisions of the Revised Penal Code when other acts of falsification are not covered by the special law, since under Article 10 of the Revised Penal Code, it has supplementary application to all special laws, unless latter should specifically provide the contrary. And Commonwealth Act Number 465 makes no provision that it exclusively applies to all falsifications of residence certificates. Special laws amending the Revised Penal Code for its provisions. PP number 53 is not a special law entirely distinct from and related to the Revised Penal Code from the nature of the penalty imposed, which is intention of classification and duration of penalties as prescribed in the Revised Penal Code, which is not for penalties as are ordinarily imposed in special laws. The intent seems clear. The PD number 553 should be deemed as an amendment of the Revised Penal Code with respect to the offense of theft of large cattle, Article 310, or otherwise to be subject to applicable provisions thereof, such as Article 104 of the Revised Penal Code on civil liability of the offender, a provision which is not found in the decree but which could not have been intended to be discarded or eliminated by the decree. Article 64 of the same code should likewise be applicable, under which the presence of two mitigating circumstances, that of plea of guilty and extreme poverty without any aggravating circumstances to offset them, entitles the accused to a lowering by 1 degree of the penalty for the offense.